Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. We're down here at the 2017 East-West Shrine Game, and we're with the Drake standout, Eric Salbert. Eric, congratulations on the invite. What's it like been that, you know, you're here, we're just kind of talking prior to going live that, you know, you visited the Shriners Hospital, but kind of just kind of take us in what the first 24 hours has been like.
Honestly, wasn't expecting all that happened, really. Came here, as a lot of scouts, so we've been interviewing with them. It's been exciting. We've had a lot of team meetings, trying to learn NFL playbook. It's pretty simple, but not too bad. The Shriners Hospital is a great experience. Just really, like, took in how blessed we really are to be able to play this game, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just, you know, seeing those kids.
Right.
They're kids.
They're great kids. It's awesome. Yeah.
Definitely. So, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, you've been playing since a young age?
No, I started playing football in high school, actually. I played baseball before high school. That was my sport. But then started playing football and basketball. Just kind of fell in love with it.
So a teenage boy, who's the poster on your wall?
I watched the Bears a lot. I was a big fan of Julius Peppers.
Okay. So was it a baseball guy? I was figuring it was a baseball
guy. Wasn't a baseball, no.
No?
Always wanted to play football, but wasn't allowed to.
Oh, really? So that's kind of it? So have you always had the height?
Not until, like, high school. I knew it was coming. My parents were pretty tall. But, like, freshman year, I kind of sprouted up. So.
And then there's kind of a... When does this... I mean, it doesn't matter what school you're at, D2-1, D2, D3. I mean, everybody, if you're playing on Saturday, you probably have the back of your mind, I want to play on Sunday.
Oh, absolutely.
When does that kind of become a reality, you know, to you?
In terms of, like...
When do you just kind of sink in? You know, because you arrive there, you're in college, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
okay. Well, I had a pretty good junior season. Afterwards, I got some interest from teams. And, you know, I figured I got the rest of my life to work. I love playing football and want to do this as a career. So, kind of that point after I got, you know, interest from teams, I was like, okay, this is something I'm going to pursue. And I haven't looked back since. I don't regret it. I know I belong here. So, that's what I'm here to prove this week, you know.
Yeah, and kind of having that small school label.
Carry that with me. So,
I remember I was down here a couple years ago, and Jonathan Crockett and Zach Zenner were both on. Yeah. I just say whatever East or the West team, I believe. But on, I remember Zenner broke a long run against some of the big guys, the big schools.
Exactly.
And then Crockett yelled out in practice, you know, FCS guys. And you know, so it's alive and well. We're down here once again at the 2017 East West Shrine Game, talking with Eric Salbert, the standout from Drake, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If any of you folks miss this in its entirety, you know you can check it out at iTunes and Blog Talk Radio as we bring you the next generation of NFL stars to you today on the C2P platform. What are scouts going to love about you? I mean, if you're in the film room right now, they're breaking down. What are they going to say? Eric, we like this. Eric, we love that.
They're going to say they love the way I catch the ball, love the way I run routes, go up and get it. I think they're going to talk about my athleticism and how I compete. I want to be known as a competitor, some guy who finishes through the whistle. So that's what you're going to see.
Nice. Do you get that label, like, you know, tight ends especially, you know, if you catch too many passes, you can't block. If you don't catch too many passes, you can't catch.
You know, some people have some stuff to say about my blocking, but, you know, I'm here to show that I'm not afraid to do that. I'm a very willing blocker, so I'm going to, you know, put my hand on the ground and go with the big boys, you know. not afraid to do that.
Excellent. Does anything go unnoticed? And I ask this question because, you know, your offensive coaches, your scheme may not allow you to showcase other skills. Could be leadership qualities, could be game film studies. What do these guys in that other room don't know about you that they should?
Oh, man, that's a tough question. You know, I'm a competitor. I'm a quiet guy, but I'm a competitor. So they're gonna see it. That's just what I want them to know. That I'm gonna compete and I'm gonna make plays, man. So
excellent stuff. Excellent stuff. For you, I mean, coming down this week, we kind of shed a little bit of light on it, just chip on it. But me, but are there any other things that you're just, I guess, skills that you know you do well that you're eager to show?
I want to showcase my athleticism and how I go up and catch the ball. I think that really sets me apart, and my versatility as well. You know, I can do a lot of things on offense, So I'm excited to show that.
Are you training anywhere in particular right now?
I'm training at Exos in Pensacola.
Oh, yeah. Exos does a terrific job.
Yeah, I'm excited.
How long have you been down there?
I've been there for 2 weeks. It's been great just because coming from a small school, you know, you don't have all those resources.
Oh, yeah.
So when you start to get that, you know, I definitely don't take it for granted and try and get everything I can from it.
Definitely, definitely. And before we wrap things up, we always like to throw some lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot at those? All right, these are the questions you guys like to answer the most. Female celebrities. You take any of them out for a quick bite to eat. Who you take?
Man, big fan of Olivia Wilde, but she's taken, so can't do that. Betty White, probably.
Betty White. I think you're the first Betty White. We've probably sent down like 10,000 shows.
Yeah.
I like the originality. I do. I like it. This is a big hit or miss. Sometimes schools have a ton of them. Sometimes they have none of them. It could be you or a teammate. Who had the most bizarre nickname on that Drake roster? How'd they get it?
Man. I'm trying to think. We had some nicknames. We called... We called my roommate Chugi. He had a little bit of a affinity for chewing tobacco.
Okay.
And his last name was Kruger, so okay. Chugi. Just kind of evolved.
Very good. I dig it. And then the final question. We've been working exclusively with Eric Dorsey. He's from Illustrative Creations. He paints cleats. He puts the things and designs.
Okay.
If you could have any of your cleats themed out, what would you want painted on?
I'm pretty plain, but maybe like an American flag or something. I think those ones are pretty sharp.
Nice, nice. You get crazy out there? You kind of seem quite reserved. I mean, out on the field.
Nah, I mean, you know, I get chippy, but
okay.
I'm, you know, quiet out here, but out there, I mean, like I said, I'm a competitor. And
yeah.
You'll see it.
Excellent. Again, another guy we're looking forward to seeing. Once again, Eric Solbert, the standout tight end from Drake, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.